怎么打开天上的门哦，让神把他的恩惠倾倒下来，你知道那个关键吗？不知道啊，好不好？来来，我们预备我们的心啊，今天信息很重要，预备我们的心。来，这个时候洗洗你的耳朵好不好？洗洗你的心哦，让你的心成为好土哦，来接受今天的那个信息。然后这个时候我们来用最最最热烈的掌声来欢迎我们的主任牧师，不够大声哦，还有我们的苏芬传道来做翻译。
哇，这样大声我怕。 Good morning.
早。
All right, glad to be here again.
高兴我能够回来。
I think I come now about once a quarter.
我每个四个月我就会过来一下。
All right.
一次。
Today I want to talk to us about a name of God.
今天我要跟大家介绍耶和华的名字。
Hebrew is Jehovah Jireh.
在希伯来文叫耶和华以勒。
The Lord our provider.
是我们供应的神。
Okay, let's pray first.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we commit our time to you.
神，我们把这时间交托给你。
As we now look into your word.
我们要看你的话语。
Would you give each one of us?
你给我每一个人。
Understanding.
有理解。
Even by your Holy Spirit.
让你圣灵来启示。
Give you thanks.
谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We all struggle about providence.
我们每一个人都在我们的短缺上。
Bills to pay.
来挣扎，我们有要还的账。
Pay your children's school fees.
你学孩子的学费。
Somebody is sick.
你家里有人生病了。
In hospital.
在医院。
Pay for medicine.
要还药费。
Pay for doctor's consultation.
要医生看医生。
Some of us may be retrenched.
我有些人都没有工作。
One of the worst things that happen.
有最糟糕的事。
I was just talking to somebody the other day.
我刚刚过去跟几一个人谈话。
Towards the last year, at the end of the year.
在去年最年尾的时候。
Is to have your boss tell you.
他的老板跟他说。
Today is the last day of your job.
今天是你最后一天了。
All right, there are a lot of uncertainties.
有很多不稳定的事情。
As we live in this world.
我们住在这个世界上。
Our heavenly Father.
我们的天父。
Already know.
他已经知道
What are our needs?
他知道我们的需要
And we need to learn to go to him
我们要学到去找他
As his children
像孩子一样
The Lord is our provider
我们耶和华是我们的供应者
There are two reasons
有两个理由
Why God will provide for us
为什么神要供应我们
And we must understand these two reasons
我们要明白这两个理由
As believers
像这信徒的时候我们因为他是他神的儿女。
The first reason,
第一个理由
is because God wants us to do good works.
因为神要我们去完成善工。
We are always blessed to be a blessing to other people.
我们受祝福就是要去祝福别人。
Ephesians 2:10 says,
以弗所书二章第十节
We are saved to do good works.
我们得救是要去行善。
We are not saved by good works.
我们不是因行善而得救。
We are saved by the grace and the mercy of God.
我们是因为神的恩典和慈爱我们得救。
There is nothing we can do.
我们不能做什么。
To earn our salvation.
来赚取救恩。
It is all the mercy and grace of God.
都是神的恩典。
But after we are saved.
但是得救之后。
God wants us.
神要我们。
To be a blessing to others.
成为别人的祝福。
How are we a blessing to others?
我们怎么成为别人的祝福?
What are the good works?
那些善工是什么?
Good works means we value add and value multiply into people's lives.
善工就是我们可以在别人的生命里面增值和被增值。
Good works means we influence and impact people for the better.
就是我们去影响和碰撞别人的生命。
And how do we do that?
我们怎么做呢?
Through our primary calling.
就是透过我们首要的呼召。
Our primary calling are our roles and responsibilities.
首要的呼召就是我们的角色跟我们的责任。
So you are a woman.
你是一个女人。
If you're married, you're a wife.
你结婚了，你是太太。
How are you a blessing to your husband?
你怎么样祝福你的太太，你的丈夫？
Children, you are a mother.
你是孩子，女孩子，你是母亲。
How are you value adding to your children?
你怎么样在孩子的生命增值
？If you are a grandmother,
如果你是祖母
，How are you speaking into the lives of your grandchildren?
你怎么样在孙子的生命里面有能力
？If you're working,
如果工作
，Are you competent in your job?
你做的，你有信心做得好吗
？Are you a good worker?
你是个好的员工吗
？Do your colleagues enjoy working with you?
你的同事喜欢跟你同吗
？Does your boss like you?
你的老板喜欢你吗
？Are you a blessing to external customers and people that you relate with?
你是不是你的顾客群和其他人跟你工作的人的一个祝福？
So in the ordinariness of our lives,
在我们普通的生命里面，
in the responsibilities of our lives,
在我们的行使我们的全责任的时候，
God wants us to be a blessing to others.
神要我们成为别人的祝福，
to do the good works,
做好的事情。
That as children of God,
都成为神的儿女，
we have a missional calling.
我们有个使命的呼召。
Through our responsibilities in life,
就透过我们的责任，生命里面责任。
God wants us to be salt.
神要我们成为盐。
So for example, in the home,
比如说在家里，
if there are quarrels,
有没有争吵？
God wants us to be the salt to change the atmosphere of the home.
神要我们成为盐来改变那个气氛围。
Be a peacemaker.
成为一个和平者。
Learning to forgive.
学习饶恕。
And helping family members to learn to forgive.
我们学教导家人怎么彼此饶恕。
We're going to celebrate Chinese New Year.
我们快要有春节的庆贺。
Celebrate spring, the beginning of new things.
我们要庆祝春开始。
And what do we ordinarily do?
我们平常做什么呢？
We do house cleaning. We clean up our house.
我们来大扫除。
We clean up our cupboards.
我们把橱里面东西都整理了。
We sweep the dust underneath the beds.
我们再把床底的垃圾也扫了。
We tidy up the kitchen.
我们把厨房也整理了。
Same thing as salt.
一样的作为盐。
We want to change the atmosphere.
我们要改变环境。
In fact, we don't have to wait for Chinese New Year.
其实我们不用等到新年。
Every day, every week.
每一天每一日。
Should be Chinese New Year.
应该是华人新年。
For the believer.
对信徒来讲。
Clean up our homes.
我们常常打扫我们的家。
Clean up our hearts.
打扫我们的心。
Clean up our minds.
刚打扫我们的思维。
With biblical values.
用神的价值来
love,
去饶恕，去爱。
All right. Comfort.
去安慰。
Help.
去帮助。
Okay. So we are salt. We are light.
我们是盐，我们是光。
The Bible says, "Do good works."
神说去行善
功。The others will see your light.
别人就看到你的光。
What does a light do?
光做什么呢？
A light shines in darkness.
在黑暗里面，它就亮起来。
What is darkness?
黑暗是什么？
When people are having doubts,
当他们有怀疑，
you clarify their doubts.
你把他们清楚的解释。
When they are depressed,
当他们沮丧。
When they are discouraged,
他们失望。
When they are despondent,
他们没有希望。
When they lose hope,
他们缺乏希望。
We have hope.
我们有希望。
We are sons and daughters of the Most High God.
我们是神的儿女。
The God of hope.
我们是神是有盼望的神，他给我们平安，
will give us joy,
给我们喜乐。
As we continue to believe in him,
我们继续来相信他。
And the Bible says,
圣经说，
we will overflow with hope,
我们完全会流出许多的
盼望。As we continue to connect with God,
我们继续跟神联系，
and bring hope,
把盼望、
love,
爱、
joy,
喜乐、
peace,
平安
to the people in our lives,
在我们周围，给我们周围的人。
So the first reason.
第一个原因，
Why God will supply our needs?
为什么神要提供给我们？
Why God will help us?
为什么神要帮助我们呢？
Is it so that we can help others?
那么，因为我们可以去帮助别人。
We can be a blessing to others.
我们可以成为别人的祝福。
All right. 2 Corinthians 9:8.
在哥林多后书第九章第八节。
God will supply every grace.
是神会赐给我们各样的恩惠。
So that we always have all sufficiency.
所以我们凡事常常充足。
So that you can do a good work.
我们可以做各样的善事。
If you are a young mother,
如果你是一个年轻的妈妈，
you give birth to a child,
你刚生的孩子，
you want to be able to breastfeed your child.
你可以呢，用母乳来喂养他。
You learn to care for the child.
你要照顾孩子。
So that your child will rest well.
所以你孩子能够好好的休息，能够喝奶
，and be healthy，
有健康。
All right, you need all the grace to take care of the child.
你需要很多恩典来照顾这个孩子。
What is the grace that you need?
所有的哇，你需要的恩典是什么
？You yourself have to be healthy.
你自己要先健康。
You must be able to produce milk.
你可以有更奶多的奶水。
You must have enough rest.
你能够有足够的休息。
Right.And your relationship with your husband must be okay.
你跟你先生的关系要很好。
If you're quarreling with the husband,
如果你跟先生吵架，
you're upset,
你很
you cannot sleep,
不能睡觉。
How do you take care of a child?
你怎么可以照顾孩子呢？
So we need all the grace of God.
所以我们需要神的恩典。
You're a grandmother.
如果你是祖母，
same thing,
一样。
How can you be a blessing to your grandchildren?
你怎么样成为你孙子的祝福呢？
You're working.
你工作
How can you do a good job?
你怎么把工作做好
You must have peace.
你要有平安
Things must be well.
事情要好好顺利
You must be healthy.
你要健康
This is the prayer.
这个是祷告
2 Corinthians 9:8.
哥林后书九章八节
Ask God.
问神
For all the grace that you need.
向神祈求你所需要的恩典
so that you can do every good work.
所以你可以做各样的善事
The second reason why God provides for us
第二个为什么神要提供应
的 is because he wants us to reign in life
因为他要我们跟他一起来掌权
He wants each one of us
他要每一个人
to be the head not the tail
要居首不居尾
He wants us to be on top of our situation
就是我们在团情况的之上
not buried under the circumstances
不是在被埋在事情的下面
And how can that happen?
那怎么办怎么会发生呢
罗
马书五章十七节
says that with the abundance of grace
他说会我们有宏恩领导
All the different aspects of grace that we need
所以所有各方面的恩典都会领导
Provision
我们的供应
Protection
保护
Peace
平安
Wisdom
智慧
Health
健康
Harmony
平安和平
Relationships with people
关系
Right, so when we have this abundance of grace,
当我们有这些宏恩的时候
every Chinese New Year,
每一个华人新年
everybody wants to have 福，
我每一个人都要福
everybody wants abundance,
每一个人要宏恩
God has already promised us,
神已经应许我们
了 every day should be Chinese New Year,
每一天都可以是华人新年
but we need to appropriate,
但是我们要去拿
we need to go to God,
我们要支取
we need to ask for the grace,
跟神要
it is not automatic,
这不是自动的
all right, so we ask the next question, how?
我们另外一个问题是怎么样拿到神的恩典
How do I have continual provision?
我怎么样有继续的那个供应
I want to suggest four principles
我要有四个供应的原则
From the Bible,
从圣经里面
They are all connected and related
他们全部都是联系的
Firstly,
第一
We must know and trust God as our ultimate provider
我们要相信知道和相信神是你的终极供应者
There's a story in the Old Testament.
在圣经里面有一个旧的故事
There was a widow who lives in an economy that has collapsed.
那么这个寡妇呢，在那时候呢，这经济是崩溃的，崩盘的。
There was no harvest.
没有任何的收入，没有食物。
So she says all she has was a little handful of flour and a little oil.
她有的呢，就是一点的面粉。跟一些油
in her mind and in her heart
在她的思维里面
I will just get a few sticks make the fire and make a little bread the last meal I will eat and me and my son we will die
那么她就想说我去拿一些木材来烧了以后呢把我的饼我的油弄成面团饼然后呢跟我的孩子吃了我就死了
Then she met a man of God Elijah
这时候呢神的仆人以利亚就来了
When you meet a man of God
当你碰遇到神的人的时候
The man of God always have the word of God.
那神的仆人永远有神的话语。
Elijah said to her,
以利亚说
Do not fear.
不要害怕。
Go and make your bread.
就是去做饼。
But make it for me first.
但是先给我吃。
I will eat.
我先吃。
And after that, you and your son will eat.
那么之后呢，你跟你的儿子才吃。
In her natural mind.
在她的自然的思虑里面。
In Cantonese words.
在广东话。
痴心。
痴心。
How can I make for you?
我怎么可以先弄给你吃?
If I make this last bit of flour and oil for you to eat, nothing left.
如果我把这个饼跟油、这面粉和粉和油做的饼给你吃，我就没东西吃了。
This is the word of the Lord.
但是这是神的话语。
She is going through a trial of faith.
她是在经过信心的考验。
Elijah said that if you provide for me first, you will eat for the rest of your life.
以利亚说：“如果你提供给我，你今生都不用忧愁了。”
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
This is the promise of God.
这是神的供应。
What is the reality?
事实是什么？
She only have a little bit of flour.
她只有一些粉。
A little bit of oil.
一点油。
About one meal.
只有够一个一餐。
She is going through a trial of faith.
就是她在经历一个信心的考验。
Question.
问题是
，Will she respond to her natural thinking?
就是他会反对自己的正常的思想来做反应呢。
Make one last meal, make the last bread.
就是做最后一个饼。
Eat and die.
吃了就死了。
Or to believe the word of God.
还是相信神的应许。
Obey the word of God.
顺从神的话。
Which has a promise.
就是一个应许。
That she will eat for the rest of her life.
就是你一生都不用愁吃。
All of us will go through our trial of faith.
我们每一个人都会经历自己信心的考验。
Every day, every week.
每一天。
The devil is a liar and a deceiver.
我们的恶者呢是一个说谎的，他是个欺骗的。
He wants to cause you to doubt the word of God.
他要你怀疑神的话语。
He wants to cause you to doubt the love of God.
他要你怀疑上帝的爱。
You have to fix your eyes on the Lord.
你要把你眼定睛在神的身上。
You need to know and trust God.
你要相信神。
You need to believe in God.
你要相信上帝。
As your ultimate provider.
是你终极的供应者。
All right. So Elijah promised in verse 14.
在十四节的时候。
He says the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the Lord sends rain, so that there's a new harvest.
所以他说，坛里的面必不用尽，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。
This widow chose to believe the word of God.
这个寡妇她选择神的话语。
So verse 15 says she went away and did according to the word of Elijah.
圣经十五节说，这妇人就照以利亚的话去做。
She baked the bread.
她烘了饼。
Let Elijah eat first.
让以利亚先吃。
The second part of verse 15.
然后第二部分他讲。
And after that, she and her household ate for many days.
所以之后她的家中的人吃了许多日子。
Deuteronomy 8:18 reminds us.
生命记第八章十八节
It is God who provides.
是神在供应。
It is God who gives us power to get wealth.
他是那个让我们得财富能力的神。
It is God who gives us the wisdom.
他给我们智慧。
It is God who gives us the connect.
他给我们那个联系。
The transaction.
你交易。
The favor.
那个恩惠。
It is God who will orchestrate the circumstances.
他让整个情况来发生。
For us to live well.
让我们能够很好的生活。
David, when he was dying,
当大卫王快要死的时候，
he told the Lord,
他告诉神，
All riches and honor come from you.
就是所有的丰富荣尊荣都是从你而来的。
Everything that we have,
我们所有的东西，
comes from you, Lord.
都是万物都从你而来。
And we are dedicating a part of it back to you.
我从你的手里，我们将这些还回去给你。
Jesus spoke more about money than he spoke about prayer.
耶稣提钱比提祷告还要来得多。
A related second principle is seek God first, His kingdom.And his righteousness.
第二个供应的原则就是先寻求上帝他的国和他的义。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Jesus told the disciples three times, do not worry.
那么耶稣跟门徒三次的说你们不要担忧。
Don't worry what you will eat.
不要担心你吃什么。
Don't worry about your clothing.
不要担心你穿什么。
Don't worry about where you stay.
不用担心你住哪里。
All the basic needs in our life.
在我们生命里面基本的需求。
In Matthew 10.
在马太福音第十章
He says that God cares for the sparrows of the air.
他想到说上帝他照顾天上的飞鸟
But he says he cares for us a lot more.
可是他关心我们比鸟还大
And he says the only main thing you need to do
重点你要做的
You must always seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
就是你要先求求他的国和他的义
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国是什么
What is his righteousness?
他的意义是什么
？Is to come under the reign and the rule of God.
就是我们要在他的掌权里面。
It is to seek his righteousness.
就是要在他的寻求他的义。
The three aspects of God's righteousness.
就是我们生命里有三个他的义的原则。
The first aspect is right standing with God.
最低呢，就是要有对的身份。
When we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior.
当我们接受耶稣成为我们个人的救主
We become sons and daughters of God.
我们就成为神的儿女
As and sons and daughters of God,
作为神的儿女
We have a right standing before God.
我们在他面前有对的身份
We can come to God anytime.
我们随时都可以来到神面前
Like those of us with children,
我们当中有孩子的
Or grandchildren,
有孙子的
They can just come to you.
他们就可以来找你
Anytime.
随时
They don't have to make appointment.
他不用跟你预约。
Sometimes Pastor Hawkins wants to see me and talk about certain things.
当何静牧师要来找我谈话的话。
Then I say, okay, this afternoon 2:30.
好的，今天下午两点。
Or tomorrow morning.
或者明天早上。
Right? When I'm here on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
当我在办公室的时候。
The whole day is packed with meetings.
我一整天都是在见人。
All right. But if my son wants to call me.
但是如果我的儿子要找我。
And he will call me.
他会打我。
Every time I look at the phone, who calls me?
我就看谁打找我了。
It's a number I don't recognize.
一个或是我不认识的 号码。
I will cut it off.
我就把它放在一边。
But it's a number that my son called me.
但是如果是我儿子的电话。
I say, excuse me, hello.
啊，就等等，我去找我的打电话给儿子。
Why? Because it's my son.
因为是我儿子啊。
So this is right standing with God.
就是我们在有对的身份。
You need to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
你要神，耶稣是你的主，你的王。
Then you have right standing with God.
那你就有对的身份。
So for those of you who are new,
那么那些新的朋友，
you have not invited Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
你还没有邀请耶稣做你个人的救主。
I will encourage you.
我会鼓励你。
When the service ends,
当崇拜完的时候，
any of the leaders,
你可以来跟所有任何的领袖来谈话。
How to have right standing with
God? 怎么样有对的身份？
And then the next two things.
另外两个事情，
there must be right believing and right living.
就是我们要有对的信心跟对的生活。
You believe wrongly,
如果你的相信是错误的，
you will live wrongly.
你就是活在错误当中。
Chinese New Year,
华人新年，
don't be superstitious.
不要迷信。
I had a seminar the other night.
那天晚上我有一个会议，
a lot of questions were asked.
很多问题。
They are for people from other churches.
他们都是别的教会的弟兄姐妹。
Because they are not well taught the word of God.
他们很多时候并对神话语并不了解。
And many of them are superstitious.
很多人都很迷信。
Superstitious means, oh, you better wear red.
就是说，像迷信就是说，你一定要穿红。
Or you must better have two oranges.
你一定要两个橙子。
All right, what it represents?
它代表什么？
I used to have a colleague in the bank.
我以前在银行的时候有同事。
You put two oranges on his table.
他把两个橙放在桌子上。
He put it for months.
他放了好几个月。
Until fungus grows on it.
结果呢，上面都长毛了。
And in the Chinese word,
在华人的话里面
，the word fungus means supposed to have prosperity.
Fungus prosperity 啊。
Until mold, fuck to mold, fuck to mold.
啊，发mold, 发了。
Right.
哦，发 mold.
He lost money that year.
结果他那天他钱输光了。
Our hope is not in the fat mold.
我们的指望不在 fat mold.
Our hope is in the creator of everything.
我们的指望是在于那个创造主。
Of fear.
因为害怕。
You think in case you step wrongly on some ashes burned by some people.
如果就说担心我踏到什么那个烧的纸。
The bad luck will come to you.
我就把倒霉了。
Or then you must eat with two fish.
你要吃两片鱼。
Then you always have 鱼。
哦，当然一生的就鱼。
All these words, I mean, we play around whole loosely.
这些我们就不要抓得太紧。
Do not allow fear.
不要让惧怕。
Your hope is in Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
你的盼望是在耶稣被钉十字架的耶稣。
Right believing, right living.
我们有对的信心，就有对的生活。
All right, remember God. Jeremiah 9:24.
在耶利米书第九章二十四节。
Three streams of the character of God.
上头有三个很。重要的性格，
God is always loving,
他永远是慈爱的，
and always just and righteous,
永远是公平的和公义的。
Simultaneously,
同时这三个进行。
God is loving,
神是慈爱的。
He wants to bless us and give to us,
他要祝福我们，他要给我们。
But he cannot be loving and unrighteous,
他不能够又爱的同时呢又不公平。
Therefore, we must live right, believe right.
所以我们要对的生活，对的信心。
If we live wrongly,
如果我们错误的生活，
we will not get His blessing.
我们就不能得到他的祝福。
All right. The third principle.
第三个原则。
Do not love the world.
不要贪爱世界。
Deepen your relationship with God.
要与神建立真正的关系。
Everything in the world.
在世界上所有的东西。
Everything in life.
在生命里面所有的东西。我们都需要。
We need provision.
我们需要供应。
We need protection.
我们需要保护。
We need people to respect us.
我们需要人家来尊重我们。
We need people to honor us.
我们需要人家来尊荣我们。
We need harmonious relationships.
我们要有和平的关系。
Big picture.
大前提。
There are two ways to get it.
有两个方面可以得到。
The people who do not know God.
那些不认识神的人。
They will go by the way of the world.
就是会走世界的路。
It's called the love of the world.
就是爱世界的心。
Whatever they see with their eyes.
都是眼所见的。
Wow, he got a new latest mobile phone.
哇，他有那个最新款的手机。
Wow, he gets promoted.
他被提升。
Wow, he got more bonus than you in December.
他有更多的那个花红。
All right, money.
钱。
Things.
是。
All right, you want it.
东西。
And some people they keep on getting preoccupied with the love of money.
就是我们不要太被爱钱这个事情给冲昏了，就是那个还有肉体的情欲。
The lust of the eyes,
眼目的情欲。
You see what people have, you also want.
你看到别人要有什么，我也要。
All right, the pride of life.
那么，今生的骄傲。
Status,
position, 你的位置，你的职分
，titles，
你的名号、名衔。
I was having lunch the other day with one of the high-powered executives.
我们那天我跟一个很高层的一个人吃饭，他告诉我，在十二月
，he works for this global company.
他有这个跨国的公司
，restructured，
整个就改组。
His boss in Europe, his boss boss, and his boss boss boss, all three.Lost their jobs.
在欧洲的那个公司里面的老板的老板的老板的老板都被丢职了。
His job was safe.
但是他没有。
But they gave him a new job.
但是他给他新的工作。
20% salary cut.
那么有28%的薪水被扣除了。
Now he's reporting to another younger man.
现在他跟一个更比较年轻的。
Who previously years ago worked for him.
就是以前替他打，就是在他属下的人来现在做他的老板。
If you love the world,
如果你爱这个世界
no more faith,
没有面子了。
So he has to humble himself.
所以他要谦卑自己。
And which is why we say that we need to hold loosely everything in the world.
就是说为什么我们说世上事我们不要抓得太紧。
So he has learned this.
他也学了。
Hold only extremely tightly to the word of God.
就是要抓得很紧很紧的就是我们对神的话。
Hold only extremely tightly to your relationship with the Holy Spirit.
那么另外抓得很紧很紧的就是你跟圣灵的关系
Everything else in life,
其他的东西
hold, but hold very loosely.
要抓但是抓得不要太紧
Your titles,
你的名衔
Your position,
你的位置
Your possessions,
你的拥有
Your connections,
你的联系
Isaiah 30 verse 1 to 3
以赛亚书第三十章一到三节
God says woe to the rebellious children,
就是说祸灾这悖逆的儿女
Who takes counsel not from God.
就是你们同谋却不出于我
who devise plans but not from God's spirit
结盟却不出于我的灵
verse 2 who goes down to Egypt
第二他们起身下埃及去
to go down to Egypt means you go and seek the advice from your godfathers first
就是所谓下去埃及呢就是先找你的干爹来问问
to try to strengthen yourselves in the strength of Pharaoh
就是要靠法老的庇护
to trust in the shadow of Egypt
投在埃及的荫下
verse 3
第三节
he said that the strength of Pharaoh should be your shame
就是法老的庇护反成了你的羞辱
and the shadow of Egypt shall be your downfall your humiliation
就投在埃及下的凡使你惭愧
what are we talking about
我们在讲什么
that we must trust God
我们要相信上
帝 we must make God our ultimate provider
就是我们要相信他是我们的终极供应者不是我们的干爹
not the uncle
不是那个叔叔
not this manager
不是这个经理
not your political connections
不是你的那个政治的盟友
the nextChapter Isaiah 31 verse 1 says the same thing. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help.
就是以赛亚的另外一句讲，就是祸灾那些下埃及求帮助的。
Who rely on horses and trust in chariots.
仰赖马匹或者是依靠更多的战车。
But do not look to the Holy One of Israel.
却不仰望以色列的圣者。
All right, Jesus said in John 16:33.
在约翰第十六章
那边耶稣说。In the world there will be trouble.
这个世界上有苦难
because we live in a fallen world.
因为我们是在一个堕落的时代
In the world there is a lot of pain
在世上有很多的痛苦
A lot of problems
很多问题
But Jesus says in me you will have peace
但耶稣说在我里面有平安
This word peace
这个平安
means our wholesome well-being
就是我整个人都能够很自然自由自在的
And as we look into the scriptures
当我们看神的话语的
For example in Exodus
在出埃及记
God makes a distinction
神把他们分别出来
between the people in the world
就是属神的
the people in Egypt
这属埃及的
the people who do not know God
他们不认识神
from the people who knows God and trust in God and walks with God
另外一组呢就是相信神与神同行的以色列人
we need to know
我们要知道
because we are children of God
我们都是神的儿女
1 John 5:18
约翰一书第五章十八节
that we are born by the blood of the Lamb.
就是我们靠神的宝血所出生的
The evil one cannot harm us. He cannot touch us.
恶者呢不能够伤害我们
But he can if we give him permission.
但是如果我们给他允许他他可以伤害我们
That's why Ephesians 4:27 says don't give the devil permission.
所以以弗所书说不要给魔鬼留地步
Don't give him aplace, a doorway, a foothold, open doors.
不要给他有地步有立足点或者敞开的门。
Why?
为什么
?1 Peter 5:8 says he is like a roaring lion.
那彼得前书第五章第八节说他是一个咆哮的狮子。
The devil is not omniscient.
二者他不是无所不在的。
He doesn't know everything.
他不是所所不知的。
Therefore, he is going to go around like a roaring lion.
所以他就这个咆哮的狮子走来走去。
Seeking whom he may devour.
要寻找可吞吃的人。
So what actually happens? He's going around looking for open doors in our lives.
他就在寻找可已经开启的门。
If there are sins in our life,
如果是我们生命里面有罪，
if there are wrong believing,
如果有错误的思想，
wrong living,
错误的生活，
that is an open door to the devil.
那就是开的门。
That he will come to steal, kill, and destroy.
他就来能够来抢夺他杀害。
All right. Finally, we need to find the specific grace for our specific needs.
那么我们更重要的是，我们要在特别的需要上去寻求特别的恩典。
Hebrews 4:16 says that the presence of God is the throne of grace.
那么希伯来书第四章说神的同在就是那施恩的宝座。
We must find grace.
我们要去找恩典恩惠做及时的帮助。
So regarding our needs,
关于我们的恩我们的需要
we go to God,
我们要去寻求神。
We must be specific.
我们要 很刻意很清楚的。
In Luke 11,
在路加十一章
are we asking for bread?
我们是在求饼吗？
Are we asking for fish?
我们要求鱼吗？
Are we asking for an egg?
我们还是求鸡蛋。
Are you asking God for protection?
你是求神的保护。
Are you asking God for wisdom?
你求神的智慧。
Are you asking God for favor?
还是你在求神的恩惠。
Are you asking God for strength?
还是你要求神力量。
What are you asking God for?
你在求神，向神求什么？
In His presence is the multitude riches of the grace of God.
在这整个的里面都有满满宏恩的供应。
Where do we seek this grace?
我们去哪里找这个恩典？
In the promises of God.
在神的应许里面。
You need to know where in the word of God, where are his promises?
你要知道在神的话语里面哪里有他的应许。
And learn to pray and stand on the promises of God.
那么学习在应许上祷告，然后站立站稳。
Secondly, understand the laws, the principles in the scriptures.
第二呢，你要理解圣经里面的法则和原则。
Okay, let me walk you through some examples.
那么让你一起来理解一些原则。
Firstly, the tithe.
第一呢，就是我们的十一奉献。
The first 10% of all our income and bonus and allowance belongs to God.
我们在我们所有的收入，或者是别人给我们东西，或者是我们的花红里面呢的第一个十分之一属于神。
In the natural mind, 在
我们的脑子里面，哇
！What is the principle?
那原则是什么
？The Lord wants to teach us that He will protect us.
那神要告诉我们，他会保护我们。
He wants to teach us to trust in Him.
他要我们相信他。
Let's say, for example, you are a grandparent. Your son gives you $200 as an allowance.
那么，如果你是一个祖父母，那么你的孩子给你一个月200块。
The $200, you must set aside 10%, $20.
就是在这200块的十分之一，你要把20块拿出来。
In the natural mind, wow, I'm a grandmother.
那你说，哎呀，我是一个祖母。
You mean my son give me allowance, I must still tithe?
你说我的孩子给我钱，我也要奉献十分之一吗？
Yes.
对。
Yes.
是。
Because God wants you to trust Him.
因为神要你相信。
That when you give the $20 as tithe.
当你把20块钱来。当成十分之一的时候
he wants you to experience that the remaining $180 will behave as if you have $200.
就是你神会保护你那个原本剩下了180块，好像你有200块这样。
It is your act of faith.
就是你信心的动作。
Because he says that in Malachi 3,
因为在马拉基书第十章
in verse 11, he will rebuke the devourer.
在十一节的时候，他会斥责蝗虫。
The devourer is the devil.
蝗虫是来自恶者。
Who wants to steal?
他要偷窃。
Let's say, for example, the $200 you say you will not tithe.
你说哦，两百块我不要给十分之一。
All right. You walk to the market.
你走到巴萨去。
You trip.
你跌倒。
And you fall.
你跌倒了。
You sprain your ankle.
你就伤了你的脚踝。
Now you got to see the TCM.
那么你要去看中医。
Every time you see the TCM,
每一次你看中医
is $50.
是50块。
You got to see him for 5 continuous days.
那么你看了5次。
$50 times 5, $250.
就250块。
$250 gone.
$250
You only got $200.
因为你剩200块。
This is $250.
这个呢是你本来应该奉献200，现在是花了
$250。
那么你要跟孩子多拿50块。
The devil will steal.
那么二者呢，他会
unnecessary medical expense.
就是没有必要，原本没有必要花的那个药费。
You went up the bus.
你上巴士。
Or you go to the market to buy fish.
那么你去巴士买鱼。
All right. You take a $50 note. You pay the fish for $8.
那么你拿了五十块钱，你本来还八块的。
The fish seller supposed to return back $50 minus $8 is
$42. 应该还你四十二块。
All right. In the process of rushing, his hands is dirty. He gave you $32.
那结果呢？他因为错误了，给了你三十二块。
And you thought you got $42 because your eye blur blur.
因为你一点蒙了，所以你以为是四十二块。
And you just put it in your wallet.
你放在你的钱包里面。
You just lost $10.
你刚刚失去了十块。
We can lose money so many ways.
你可以，我们什么多方法，我们都可以
弄丢钱的。Somebody knocks on your
door. 有些人敲你的门。
Tell you a sob story.
跟你讲一个很可怜的故事。
Oh, my mother in Jakarta.
哦，我妈妈在雅加达。
The house was burned.
她屋子被烧了。
All right, I need help. Can you give some donation?
我很穷，你可以不可以给我一些钱
？Oh, my father is hospitalized.
我爸爸在医院了。
Years ago.
很多年前。
There was this guy.
有这个人。
They conned me.
他骗了我。
I lost a few hundred dollars.
我几百块钱。
And says that some accident happened in Johor. They couldn't come back.
就是他在就讲到说他在Johor有些意外，结果不能回来。
And being a naive elder in those days.
那当时呢，我是一个比较木讷的一个长老。
Oh, I said maybe I come and visit them, and pray for them.
我可以说我来找你了吗？找他们来为他们祷告。
He gave me an address in Toa Payoh.
他给我一个地址是在大巴窑的。
So blur blur me, I went to Toa Payoh, look for the block, look for the number, never exists, no such block.
结果呢，在大巴窑根本就没有这个地址。
Few hundred dollars gone.
几百块钱没了。
So money can go anywhere.
就是钱很容易丢失。
The devil is a thief.
我们知道恶者是一个贼。
Which is why we need to tithe.
为什么我们要奉献十分之一
？The first reason we tithe is that God will protect our finances.
就是神会，我们当我们给十分之一的时候，
Malachi 3:11, He will rebuke the devourer.
他会斥责蝗虫，会保护我们所有的钱。
And then in the earlier verse, in verse 10, He will open the windows of heaven and bless us.
他讲说，另外讲说，他会敞开天上的窗户来倾覆于我们。
The tithe is not just about money. The tithe is about our faith and our obedience to trust in God.
十分之一其实不是讲的不是钱，而是我们的信心跟我们的顺服。
Secondly, about showing mercy.
第二个呢，就是有关行使恩惠。
God wants us to show mercy and kindness, especially to orphans, widows, and foreigners.
神要我们特别在这些怜悯这些，尤其是孤儿寡妇跟客工。
How are you treating your helper?
你怎么对待家里的帮佣
？The weaker, the less privileged, the disadvantaged.
就是那些比较弱势、较少特权或者是缺乏优势的人。
In our church, every year towards Christmas time and Chinese New Year,
在我们教会每个靠近圣诞节的时候
，We ask all the leaders in the entire church.
我们叫所有的领袖们
，In your cell group.
在你的小组里面
In your ministry,
在你的事工里面
are those who are financially needy and poor.
就是凡是你在他们在经济上有困难的
How can we as a church help them?
那我们就想说教会怎么来帮助这组人
Some we give $200 for 6 months.
就有些呢我们就六个月给200块
Because the breadwinner met an accident and he cannot go back to work.
因为一家之主呢有了车祸不能够回去工作。
Some because they are sick and they need a lot of medical help.
对，有些人是生病了，他们需要一些医药费的补助。
Some because the child now want to go to polytechnic.
那有一些呢是因为孩子要去理工学院。
And you calculate the household income.
他们算一下家里的费用。
And you're short of $300 a month.
可能还缺每个月还缺300块。
So all these cases are surfaced in this church.
那么在这个教会里面，我们就把这些个案全部都提出来。
Of course, we must check, we must verify the facts. The cell leader is accountable to verify.
那么当然，组长呢就要帮助我们，就确定这些都是真实的情况。
And if it's true and genuine,
就是真的，没有骗人的。
We try to help as many people as possible.
所以我们就能够帮助更多的人。
I want you to know that the church does this all the time for years.
我要告诉你的是，教会很多年来都是这样在做的。
And recently, two, 3 weeks ago,
在过去两三个礼拜前
，we gave a lump sum together with other faith organizations for Indonesia, where in West Java there was a flood.
我们知道不最近在那个印尼呢有一个大的水灾。
All right, and right now there is another request.
那么我们就教会连同其他的联手摆笔，很大的钱寄过去。那么现在菲律宾有个火山爆发，有很大很大的需要。
We need to ask God for wisdom.
我们要求神给我们智慧。
How to be a wise steward?
怎么样成为一个好的管家
？How to be continuously generous?
还有怎么样继续的来慷慨
？All right, so we need to be generous. We need to give to the poor.
我们要给穷人。
Proverbs 19:17 says, "He who gives to the poor lends to the Lord."
那么真言里面说，怜悯贫寒的人的是借给耶和华。
Early last year, about a year ago,
在差不多一年前
，there was a couple who came to see me.
那么有一对夫妇来见我。
Well, I thought, oh, problems with maybe marriage quarrel or children.
我就想说，哦，大概是有问题了，大概是婚姻有问题，或者孩子吵架了什么的。
So I inquired about the family, inquired about the children.
那么我就问他关于他家人、他孩子。
All right, and it came to the end of the meeting.
然后最后的话呢
？What's the purpose of the meeting?
然后你要找我做什么
？The lady took out an envelope.
那么那个妇女拿出一个信箱，信封里面有500块。
And she gave it to me.
她把500块给我。
She said, Pastor,
她说牧者。
Many years ago.
她说很多年前。
I wanted to go on this mission trip with
我要去参加这个短宣，跟我的小组一起去。
Wanted to go very badly.
我很想去。
But don't have the money.
但是我没钱。
Or not enough money.
我不够钱。
So I told the cell leader, okay, this is a lump sum.Give it to her and the husband so that they can go on this mission trip.
我就跟那个组长讲说，好，这个钱，那你给他们，然后他可以跟他先生一起去。那是很多年前的事。
Before she saw me,
那么在他见我的前面的两到三个礼
拜，
神跟他说
，Now you are doing so well financially.
现在你经济上许可了。
Return the money to pastor.
去还钱给牧者。
So she came and she returned the money.
所以他就来还我钱了。
I completely forgotten.
我完全忘记了。
All right. When you give to A, B, and C.
当你给 A, B 或者 C 的时候。
This is Chinese New Year.
这是华人新年。
You give your pineapple tarts.
你把你的黄梨塔。
You give your oranges.
你给你哦。
Your 八卦。
橙汁，你的八卦。
When you give to A, B, and C.
当你给 A, B 或者 C 的时候。
Do not expect A, B, and C to reciprocate to give back to you.
你不要去。等说哦 ，A、B、C 会还给我什么
？I know the Chinese custom.
你说华人的新年里面，
无来无去
啊，礼尚往来。
All right, no.
不是
，change your mentality.
换一下你的思维。
Ask the Lord.
跟神讲
，This Chinese New Year.
这个新年
，Who can you bless?
我应该祝福谁
？That's what King David did.
但是大卫王所做的。
King David said, "Who else in the household of King Saul I can bless?"
就是他在想说在。那个扫罗的家里面有谁我可以祝福的
？And the servants went to King David.
那么他的那个仆人就来找大卫王。
There is a son of Saul called Mephibosheth.
就是扫罗有个儿子 Mephibosheth.
Mephibosheth, and David says, "Okay, call him. He will eat at the king's table."
然后大卫王说：“好，过来跟我一起同席。”
All right. Then we need to know that God responds to faith.
我们要知道神回应的是我们的信心。
God doesn't respond to our needs by itself.
它不是按照我们的需要来回应的。
All right. And finally, I want to talk about bread and seed.
最后我要讲到粮食和种子。
The Bible always talks about the agricultural economy.
神很多时候会用农作物的经济来告诉我们。
You want a harvest of wheat, you sow the wheat seed.
就是如果你要收的是大麦，那么你就要
You want to harvest the barley, you sow the barley seed.
你要薏米，你就要撒薏米的种子。
Alright, the harvest is in the seed.
就是种子呢，是那个收，就是那个收落收获呢，是在种子的里面。
The seed that we sow can be in many ways.
就是我们怎么撒这个种有很多方法。
For example, it may be your time and effort and energy to help somebody.
那可能是你的时间、你的精力去帮助一个人。
That's your seed.
那是你的种子。
Or your seed can be just listening to somebody pouring out her life story for the next 3 hours for one whole week.
就是或者是在整个月里面，整个礼拜里面有一直听一个人的诉说苦
Your seed is something that costs you.
就是他能够他让你要付上一些代价。
A common denominator of our seed is our money.
就是很大的成分上呢，就是我们的钱。
All right, now the harvest is in the seed.
就是种子呢，是带给我们有收获的。
Many years ago,
很多年前
，where you see in the building along this church, the sanctuary was a basketball court car park.
现在你看到的那个我们的三四楼的那个圣殿，以前是一个篮球场。
And the time the church was growing,
那时候像教会在发展当中
we needed more room.
我们需要更多的课室
we needed a bigger sanctuary.
我们要更大的圣殿
All right. So we said, well, we need to tear the basketball car park down.
就是说我们要把那个就是那个篮球场给拆了
And to build a new sanctuary.
就我们要建一个新的圣殿
So with the elders.
我的所有的长老。
Now, that was 2005.
那在2005年的时候。
In 2004,
在2004年。
I was in Africa.
我在非洲。
And I observed that after the people gave their tithes and offerings, the offering bag went round.
就是在那里呢，他们有第一个袋子呢，是收所有的十分之一的。
There was one part in the service.
在崇拜的一部分的时候
，Where the pastor invited the congregation，
那么他就邀请所有的会友
，to make another offering，
再多一个捐献
，and he shared this，
他这样的分享
，that the harvest is in the offering， the harvest is in the seed，
就是那个收获呢是在种子的里面
，he is combining prayer with the sowing of the offering，
他就把那结合了祷告跟那个撒种
，and what is the prayer about？
他的祷告是什么呢
？The prayer is for the harvest you're asking God for.
就是这个祷告，就是你所要求跟神要的那个收获。
The harvest you're asking God for are your needs.
就是你那你这个收获就是你其实是你的需要。
So for example,
例如
，somebody has been sick.
有人生病了。
And you've been sick for the last 4 or 5 months.
就是过去四五个月你都生病。
And you're still coughing badly, and you are not recovering well.
就是一直咳嗽，但是没好。
All right. So what do you do?
你做什么呢
？You've seen the doctors.
你看了医生。
You eaten a lot of medicine.
你吃了很多药。
And right now you come to a point.
但是你来到一个地方。
You want to lay hold of God.
你就是要抓紧耶和。
You have prayed general prayers.
你普通的祷告都做了。
You want a breakthrough.
你要一个突破。
All right.So what you do is you take us and you make an offering.
就是你所做的就是你做一个捐献。
The amount is up to you.
那个数目不要紧。
It can be $2, $5, $10,
$50,
$100, or whatever.
块、100块都不要紧。
All right, you take the offering.
你拿那个奉献。
As a seed.
作为你的种子。
You water it with prayer.
你用祷告来浇灌。
The seed is mentioned in 2 Corinthians 9:10.
就是在哥林多后书第九章八节那边
，You combine that with Hebrews 4:16，
就是又加结合了在希伯来书四章十六节。
Hebrews 4:16 is to ask God for the grace that you need，
就是向神求更多的恩典，宏恩。
So, when we needed the new building，
当我们需要这个大新的建筑的时候
，at the time it was estimated about $6+ million，
就是差不多我们需要就是600万。
So I told the elders，
我就跟所以的长老说
on the piece of paper,
在一张小纸上写上个数目
What is the amount of seed you want to sow?
就是你要撒的种子是多少
That is the seed
就是种子
What is the prayer?
祷告是什么
We agreed
我们一起同意
We prayed in agreement
我们一起来同意祷告
The prayer is that the harvest that is in the seed
就是那个收获是在种子里面
Is that God will provide every dollar that we need for the new buildingAnd for the renovation of all the existing building, inclusive of this hall.
就是那个需要那个收获呢，最后我们要看到是神所供应了所有我们建筑那个新的建筑，还有所有的装修的费用。
Unknown to me.
我根本不知道。
The building was completed in 2007.
当这个建筑在2007年完成的时候。
And plus the renovation in 2008, 2009.
加上2008、2009的那个装修。
In total, it was.$11 million.
所以呢是1100万。
Where the rest of the money come from?
其他的钱从哪来呢？我不知道。
But God answered our prayer.
神应允了。
That everything that we needed,
所以我们需要的
will be provided.
会供给我们。
It came in.
就来了。
That exercise was a journey of faith.
那个行动呢，是我们信心的一种考验。
Beginning with the elders.
从长老开始
and then the pastors,
然后牧者
and then all the lay leaders,
然后所有的领袖们
and ministry leaders,
就是事工的领袖
and then the whole congregation,
然后整个的会友
both in English, the Mandarin, everybody participated
就是不管是英文部、华文部一起来行动
All right? I want to mention a few things
我要谈几样事情
Okay? You probably heard about the prosperity gospel
你可能有听过有关于那个就是成功神学。
If you go to the US,
如果你去到美国
or you watch the television,
你看电视
or they say you give $100, God will give you back $1,000.
他说如果你给了你奉献了100块是给你1000块
This is not what I'm saying.
这个不是我说的
That is called the prosperity gospel.
那是成功神学
The prosperity gospel, the first line on the screen, focuses almost entirely on the material monetary as if God is a magic machine.
就成功神学的焦点呢全部注重在物质金钱把上帝当成是魔幻的机器。
The gospel of the kingdom of God is not the prosperity gospel.
神国的福音不是成功神学。
However,
然而
the gospel will bless us when we follow the principles and the promises and the laws of God.
神国的福音呢，它会相对应的祝福那些有信心、有法跟随法则的信徒。
Because Jesus did say that He will give us life, life that is more and more abundantly.
就神说他会给我们生命，而且是更丰盛的生命。
The Bible did say, as we have learned today, that God is our provider.
我们今天所学到的，神是我们的终极供应者。
So He cares for us.
他顾念我们。
He will give us wealth.
他会给我们财富。
But remember,
但记得
your wealth is different from your sister's wealth.
你的财富跟你姐妹的财富不一样。
Because our daily bread is different.
因为我们每一天的需要不一样。
Therefore, never, 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 never compare.
所以一定不要去比较。
All right, this is a mother who bathes the baby in a bathtub.
就是像一个妈妈，她给她宝宝冲凉。
After bathing the baby,
冲凉之后
，you take the baby out.
你把宝宝拿起来
，and throw away the dirty
water. 把脏的水丢掉。
The dirty water represents all the wrong teachings.
所以所有的脏的水就代表着错误的教导。
You eat a steak.
你吃一个牛排。
You eat the meat, you throw away the bones.
你吃那个肉，你把骨丢掉。
You eat the fish.
你吃鱼。
Same thing, you scrap out the meat and you throw away the bones.
吃了那个肉，你就把骨丢掉。
We can never, never buy or pay for the blessings of God.
我们不可能去购买或者是赏还上帝的祝福。
It is always His mercy and grace.
这一切都关乎到他的慈爱和恩典。
The key to Providence is surrender and trust.
所以通往神供应的钥匙是降服和信靠。
All right. So we need to know.
我们需要知道。
As we learn the various examples in the Bible.
我们上在圣经里面有各样各个的例子。
The widow offered her last meal to Elijah, and she ate for many days.
那么寡妇呢，献上她最后的一餐，然后吃上很久。
David bought the threshing floor.And sacrifice to God, and he asked for mercy.
所以大卫呢，用银子买了禾场和牛，结果他献上给神以后呢，去祈求恩惠。
The boy brought 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and the Lord fed 5,000 people.
所以小孩子他献上他的5饼2鱼，那么主耶稣就拿那个来喂饱了5000人。
The disciples gave 7 loaves and a few small fishes to the Lord who fed 4,000 people.
就门徒献上他的7个饼和几条小鱼。主呢就喂饱了4000人。
You see, for example, the feeding of the 5,000, 4,000, the numbers doesn't, you can't make a formula out of it.
就是五千、四千，有时候我们不懂那个方程式是什么。
5 loaves and 2 fish fed 5,000.
5饼2鱼可以喂饱5000人。
Right. 7 loaves and a few small fishes is more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but it only fed 4,000.
7饼跟几条鱼其实比5饼2鱼还多，但是它只喂饱4000人。
Remember, God's ways are not our ways.
所以记得神的方法不是我们的方法。
Alright, so I want to say the following 5 things.
我要说几样事情。
1, we need to know what is bread and what is seed.
首先我们要认识到什么是粮食和种子。
Let's say you earn $1,000 a month.
如果你一个月赚1000块。
Your seed is your, at least your tithe, $100.
就是最少呢你十分之一就是100块。
From the $1,000, put aside $100 as tithe.
所以在你的1000块里面呢就把十分之一100块献给神。
The remaining $900 you can use as bread.
就其他的900块呢就是你的粮食。
For food.
你要去买东西吃，你交通费，
clothes,
你的衣服，
rental,
你还租金，
water,
其他的水费、电费。
Bread are for consumption.
就是粮食是吃的。
Bread is to be expended.
那么粮食是要来
使用的。And after you finish eating, the bread is gone.
粮食吃了后就没有了。
What else comes back?
其他什么东西回来呢？
The harvest that is in the seed that you sow.
就是你的收获就是在你的种子里面。
Right. Then we say that you need to think of what harvest you want.
因为你要想的是你到底你要收获的是什么呢？
What is the grace for your particular need?
因为你需要什么特别的恩典呢？
When you sow the seed,
当你浇灌的时候，
you ask God for
the grace. 撒种的时候，你神祈求神的恩典。
So for some of you,
那你们当中，
it may be healing.
可能是医治。
For some of you, you may be looking for a new job.
我们有些人可能在找新的工作。
For some of you, it may be a relationship that has gone so bad you want to reconcile with the person.
那另外一个呢，可能是一个很糟糕的关系，你要求来和好。
For some of you,
有些人
you want to grow spiritually.
你要在属灵生命上成长。
You want a spiritual breakthrough.
你要有属灵的突破。
The Lord is leading you to a new ministry.
神要带领你去新的事工。
You want greater clarity.
你要更清楚。
Do you want the Lord to empower you?
你要神给你更大的能力。
For some of you, you're looking for resources.
你当中也有找要找资源的。
For some of you, it's the salvation of your loved ones.
因为可能有当中也有是你家人的信任救恩。
For many years, your father has yet to come to know the Lord.
很多年了，你父亲还没有信耶稣。
For some of you, it may be a wayward relative.
可能当中可能也有是你的亲友已经离开了
son, a wayward daughter,
或者是你的孩子你的已经是 走迷了
For some of you, you want the Lord to break through in the family with peace
因为你可能很久了你在家里面你要一个突破的平安
So when you sow the seed
当你把这个种子撒下去的时候
you water the seed,
你浇灌这个种子
with prayer asking God for the grace that you want.
用祷告，然后祈求神来给恩典。
And you do this intentionally as an act of faith.
就是你很刻意的去跨出这信心的一步。
And you continue to water the seed with prayer.
那么你继续用祷告来浇灌这个种子。
Ever since I came back from Africa in 2004.
就是从2004年我从非洲回来之后。
So when I was there, I asked the pastor, what? These people came and they literally just sow, put onto the stage. At that time there was a stage.They all the crumbled, all dirty, no, they're just sold. And then they will be at the altar, some will be crying, some will be weeping, asking the Lord for the harvest.
就是他在非洲的那个教会里面呢，我就看到有很多人就冲到前面，把他们那些已经皱了的钱就丢啊，什么那是丢在台上，然后就在那边哭泣的祈求神。
So you are, they're making an offering.
他们在把自己奉献上去。
And combining it with prayer.
用祷告加上去。
The offering is the seed.
那个奉献呢是一个种子。
The harvest is the grace which you pray and ask God for the grace that comes with the seed.
然后呢就用祷告呢就用祈求神的恩典来浇灌在这个种子上面。
Every time you need a breakthrough.
每一次你需要一个突破。
Every time there is a significant milestone in your life.
每一次来到一个生命里面的一个里程碑。
Whether it's a finance issue.
可能是经济上的问题。
Whether it's a job issue.
可能是工作的问题。
Whether it's a relationship issue.
可能是关系的问题。
Whether it's a health issue.
或者是健康的问题。
You want a breakthrough.
你要一个突破。
You prayed for a while.
你祷告了一阵子了。
You pray all we want to pray.
你完全的相互祷告。
Sometimes.
有时候。
You have to make an offering.
有时候你要做一个捐献。
In the case of King David,
在大卫王的生命里面
there was this plague, there was this famine.
就是有这个灾祸来到。
He prayed all he wanted to pray.
他完全的祷告了。
With the prophets, they spoke the word of God.
那些先知也说了神的话。
And David came to an end.
那大卫来到一个地方。
He says, I must make an offering to the Lord.
他说我要向神献上。
Remember, we can never buy God's blessings.
我们不能够买神的恩典。
It's an act of faith.
是一个信心的动作。
David said, I will not offer to the Lord that which cost me nothing.
我就是把这些神他不欠我什么我要奉献给他。
It'll cost us something.
他会让我们有些付上的代价。
What it costs a person may be different from what it costs another brother or another sister.
每一个人所要付的代价不一样。
All right, and over the years,
在这些年来
I've deliberately made offerings
我很刻意的去奉献为了突破
Starting with this church
从这个教会开始
I've been in church from the very beginning 30 over years
30年来我都是这样
Now as the senior pastor for the last coming to 21 years
跟着我是在这个教会里面做主任牧师已经21年了
And you see what God is doing in BBDC
你看到神在这个教会里面做了工
All right, This is our transaction with God This is an act of faith
这是我们跟神之间的交易，是我们信心的一步。
You understand?
明白吗
？Every eye closed, every head bowed.
我们全部人低下头，把眼睛关上。
Firstly, I want you to think about the harvest.
首先，我要你想到那个收获。
What is the grace that you need?
你的恩典，你所需要的恩典是什么
？What is a breakthrough in your life?
你需要看到的突破是什么
？What is an area you want to see God intervene?
你要看到神怎么个介入
Is it about your health?
是你健康?
Or somebody's health?
还是别人的健康?
Is it about the salvation of a loved one?
或者是你所爱的一个人的救恩?
Is it about provision?
是供应吗?
Because you struggle every month?
可是因为你每个月你都在挣扎。
And you don't want to continue to struggle.
你不要再继续挣扎了。
Is it about a wayward family member?
就是或者是一个已经迷失的家人。
Or is it about some problems in the workplace that's been around for a long time?
或是在工作地点有个很大的问题一直在呈现着。
Or is it about someone you know well, but he's straying away from the Lord?
还是你认识的一个人他开始离开神了。
All right, you have your needs, bring it to the Lord.
你有你的需要，你把它带在神的面前。
Tell the Lord.
跟神讲。
Then the next thing you do now is
另外也要做的事情是
make an offering
做一个奉献。
What you offering you're going to make is different from your brother or sister. No comparison. Don't bother about other people.
你的奉献跟你的弟兄不一样，不要做比较。
Between you and the Lord
是你跟神之间的事情。
Take the money out now from your wallet, from your handbag,
从你的包包里面拿出你的钱。
All right, whether it's $1, $2, $5, $100, $200,
一块两块五块整百块都
you decide
你自己来决定。
In a moment,
跟着。
In a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand, but not yet.
还没有，但是等一下我会叫你站起来。
And when you stand later on, I want you to come row by row. There are two boxes in front.
那跟着呢，你们一排一排的出来，前面有两个箱子。
You're going to step out in faith.
你要跨出信心的这一步。
And as you come deliberately, intentionally.
那么你出来的时候，你很刻意的。
As an act of faith.
用信心。
And when you drop your offering into the box,
当你把你的奉献
from where you are seated to where you are walking, pray.
从你所走的位，从你所坐的位置来到这边的时候，
Lord, I'm making this offering.
你祷告神，我要把这个奉献。
And Lord, I'm asking for this harvest.
我要祈求这样的一个收获。
I'm asking for this grace, for this breakthrough.
我要祈求这样的一个恩典和这个突破。
And do it as an act of faith.
我们就用信心来行动。
Amen.
Amen.
You ready? Let's all stand.
我们准备好，我们全部站起来。
All right, I'm going to ask, as you are ready, first then, don't be pressured, don't be under compulsion.
你不需要有压力，也不需要因为每个人都这样做，你就一定要这样
做。Don't do it because other people are doing it.
不要因为别人做，所以你也做。
This is your transaction with God.
这是你跟神的交易。
All right, if you're ready, I'm going to ask the first row to begin to put your offering into the box.
如果你已经准备好了，我叫第一
and the worship team,
第一行，然后你。
Yeah.
放进去以后你就回去。第一行我们可以开始，然后第二行。
Come now, yeah.
Okay, 现在就开始，一行一行来，然后一行回去。